But we would like to provide a space here for anyone who has questions about tonight's teaching or has comments to make that they wish to make. We will open it up now for a short period of time before Metatron comes to do some closing activations. So if you have any questions relating to what we have said or questions about the process itself, we invite you to voice them now.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Thank you so much for the teaching tonight. My question is, with this, all this new energy that you talked about, what I heard tonight, it makes a lot of sense, some of the things I've been feeling. It seems like I'm having difficulty absorbing it, owning it. Not sure the right word. And sometimes I feel like there's more clearing that needs to be done so that I can hold some of these energies better. And I guess I'm wondering if the eighth ray work that we did a few years ago in Mastering Alchemy is still applicable and effective in clearing some of the stuff I'm feeling come up, victim persecutor stuff. Is that still appropriate?
Of course. Of course. As well as that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation, because it pertains to your physical life on planet Earth.
Okay.
Your physical interactions. But yes, those rays of creation and the clearing aspects of those rays are very important, because in these refined energies, anything that doesn't resonate in perfection with them will surface to be released. Now, this isn't a long process. Understand this. It's not a long process like you had to engage in some years back. It's just in recognizing, oh, this is stimulating in me a victim role, and I choose not to play it. I am capable.
So might it be...
Yes.
My apologies. Might it be appropriate then to just have the intention of the eighth ray clearing around whatever's coming up for me and then draw in the light so that it's a faster process? Like you said, I didn't want to get all in my head about it like I did before, doing all this writing and thinking about all the words, and it just it didn't seem appropriate to go that far into it. So I'm hearing you.
No, it's not. It's in recognition of the anomaly that is present and releasing it with your intention and using the energetics of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation or the eighth ray. It isn't needed for you to take it through your mental emotional body, take it through the emotions, the lower emotions, and anguish about that. This is one of the things you are learning to do. It's feel your emotions at that more refined level, but don't process the anomalies through the emotional body. It keeps you stuck in those lower emotions.
Yes, okay, great. Thank you so much.
Very good question, because these anomalies will surface.
Unmuted.
Greetings, Master Yashua, Master Kasumi.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Hello, Joe.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You
suggested that we spend some time in the energetics and in the teaching. I was wondering if you might be a little bit more specific. Should we focus on certain chakras, strands of DNA, the light templates? Could you expand on that just a little bit and give us some suggestions, please?
Of course. So if you're reviewing some of that 2014 light body work, the first four strands of DNA, there is a lot of information in there. However, the full activation of those strands of DNA was impossible at that time, and we told you that this is just the beginning stages. So now you have in your possession light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension, two specific iterations of these massive templates that you retrieve from the time lock, and you can make them more applicable in these packets of light that you have specifically placed in the fourth and fifth strand of DNA, and how that relates to your experience in life. So your focus of attention is on the energetics of that fourth, of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates, and how that alters your life experience. And when the anomalies surface, it's just in recognition of what it is and that it is no longer useful. And it falls away in the presence of those light templates. So it's not a big study process. It's just in being in that energy. So that's what this private reflective time is, being in those light energies. And just as we took you through some of this process, it was a lot about the concepts, but we ask you to feel it in your body. Feel the energies. Notice the energies and the coherence of the light energy in the body. So this is what we are directing you to do. Yes, do the review so you have the concepts. You know what that does? That satisfies the rational mind. So it doesn't interfere with what you have to do at a spirit level, at a soul level. And that's integrate the energetics and get to know those energetics of that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension, so that you can release the density and ascend into those dimensions fully and take your body with you.
Thank you. That's very helpful, and thanks for not only the verbal teaching, but for bringing the energetic teachings in. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
You are very welcome. This portion, feeling the energetics, noticing the energetic. And like I have said, it gets you out of your head, out of the rational mind, because the rational mind is satisfied. There's some of that there. It keeps it busy. While you, at that soul spirit level, embody and feel the energetics. Get to know them intimately. So the body is free.
We'll do that. I'm working on that. Thank you.
I know that you are. Thank you. That was a very good point.
Thank you, Joan and John and Yeshua. This is Joanne. And I have a question about when you were speaking. I'll relate it to my own experience right now. I'm experiencing tremendous changes in my life, in almost every area of my life. And what I've noticed is that I have an awareness that all the work that I've done to now has kicked in. So it's just simply, it's almost like I can't do it wrong if I tried. the synchronicities that open up, the awareness of, you know, don't quite sign that contract just yet. It's all very gentle within, and yet at the same time what arises are, I'm noticing belief structures, the old beliefs and where emotions would be attached or thoughts would be attached to those beliefs. And yet the stability of the presence that I'm experiencing allows those to arise without me actually becoming them. So it's almost like something is magnetizing them out of my body, out of my system, and I can start seeing the juxtaposition of how they maybe influenced my life, and yet their relevance, it's not even about letting them go. I just notice, oh, well, it's simply leaving. So there's layering that way. And one of the things that you said was that the remembering of the soul experiences. And when you actually said that, I felt that that's going to activate even more layering of cellular memories that may activate some more of these anomalies, per se, in my system. So I'm curious about that.
Well, yes, it will.
Okay.
Activate those. And here again, it's important that you just acknowledge, recognize, and don't get into the emotion around it. Just know that it is leaving and that the new energetics that you are creating in your body don't support that any longer. And so therefore, it's dropping away. That's part of that density that we have talked to you about. It's a continually dropping of the dense old programs, old patterns. And
so
that
this experience
will continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So this experience... So, sorry, go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
I'm just feeling that this experience that I'm having with like kind of life circumstances of having that presence and that light and that shedding is actually in preparation for deeper, perhaps, shedding that will come through this anchoring of the soul spirit fully. Even though I feel it present, I just feel like there's another wave of depth that's coming. So,
oh, of course, of course.
Okay.
And so it's important not to dread this clearing, because it's not just you individually clearing. It's the whole collective consciousness. It's the earth itself. So it's not about dreading it or that it will be difficult, because as you sit in quiet reflection of the light that is present in your body and the extensive frequencies and vibrations that are now available to you, those leave very rapidly. So this cleansing can totally take place with ease, because you are in a different state of consciousness. You are enveloped and wrapped in the unity and love of the source of your being. That energetic itself is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And then being that vibration, everything that is not resonant with that automatically leaves, and yet I notice that where before I would waffle between being the alignment and then going into the old energies, I'm no longer doing that. Maybe a little bit, like I feel them a little bit, but I'm more able to see how they have worked in my life rather than become them.
Correct.
So
there you go.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Yeshua and Master Kathumi. This is Randall.
Oh, Randall.
Hi. I've been, you know, we're talking about clearing, and I've been feeling an application of the seventh ray of creation, which we haven't talked a lot about, but I've been feeling that as there's applications there perhaps for us now in clearing, and also in, would it be correct in that there's an application also for drawing in and helping to seat in our bodies these higher Adam Kadmon templates that are coming in from Andromeda and the stargates? It's just something I've been noticing. Am I seeing that correctly? Or
yes, you are saying that absolutely correct. So all of these things are coming online and will continue to grow within you, so that you can be who you are and have forgotten. We have not talked about that seventh ray of creation for the simple reason is at the lower states of consciousness, it becomes a desire to focus on that to escape the pain and misery of the life experience. But that is no longer the case, because you've gotten to a state of consciousness that you understand a lot more than what you did several years ago. So
yes, we understand now that we're here as you were on a mission to resurrect the earth and humanity, and so there's not that desire to leave, but more desire to ascend ourselves and lift everyone else up with us.
Correct, correct. To be all that you are.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have one question that was sent in from one of our group, and this young lady has formed some questions around a quote, and this quote came from Metatron September the 26th. The quote was, "The stable fifth dimensional expression in humans on all levels is transforming our physicality now. There is a massive cleansing occurring throughout the year, this year of 2017, that will remove the vestiges of a third-dimensional expression in humans and of Earth itself. The complete removal of all third-dimensional expressions will take place through 2021. So her questions are, and they're multiple. First one was, does that mean that all third-dimensional expressions in humans and of Earth will be removed by 2021? And I'll let you answer that, and then I'll ask you the other two.
Yes, that is true. To a point, there are those who are in human bodies who are very resistant and refuse to alter any part of their experience in third dimension. And because they are resistant, they will find it very difficult. But those vestiges of third dimension will be dismissed by the end of 2021. Now, does that mean that every human on the planet will be resurrected into a higher resonance? Absolutely not, because it depends on the individual themselves.
Okay, thank you. The second question is, how will we see it in lightworkers, and how will it be seen in the humans still in the mainstream consciousness?
Well, here again, you will still see quite a lot of variances in the general populace of humanity. In those who have been on spiritual paths and are dedicated to creating a different experience, to embodying love, to being in a unity state of consciousness, you will see a great difference in a portion of humanity that you had not expected by 2021. It won't be very stable in some of those individuals, but in the individuals such as your collective consciousness, it will be a very stable positioning. So you will see all levels within the human collective.
Good. That's, I think, very understandable for her and all of us. And then finally, I think you've already answered this, but I'll just read it anyway. Will there still be vestiges remaining of the lower, mid, or high fourth dimension?
There will be vestiges of that fourth dimensional state of being, because it precipitates change. It, in those who are resistant, who are slow, who refuse to awaken, the presence of that fourth dimension allows for a possibility of change, that they do have choice. And it's up to them to make that choice. And when they make it, they're elevated to a higher level of that fourth dimension to give them the impetus to make better choices for themselves, choices that elevate them, that create harmony in their life experience. And they will very swiftly be drawn into that fifth dimensional template that you have been holding for them for a while now. So yes, it is necessary, and it will remain for a while. It's not as disturbing as that third dimension is, because that is all about fear and separation and judgment, guilt, and all of those things. Fourth dimension is a little different. It provides an opportunity for change and creating a different decision for yourself. So that dimension is necessary until as many humans can come into that fifth dimensional frequency and create that massive movement into a unified fifth dimension. And then the fourth dimension will not be needed anymore, and it'll just drop away. But it'll be a while yet.
Thank you. Very good answers. I'm sure she appreciates that.
So, as much as we are reluctant to close this conversation, dear ones, we are very cognizant that Lord Metatron is waiting to assist you to activate more fully this fourth and fifth strand of DNA. So we will bid our farewell to you this evening in this wonderful conversation, and we look forward to being with you again. Blessings. Greetings. It is I, Lord Metatron. I come from the collective consciousness of the all that is, and I bring with me the pure